the Creative Writing Podcast. If you're wondering what happened to our signature song, Paperback Writer by the Beatles, in honor of the late, great King of Pop, we'll be using nothing but Michael Jackson songs in this episode. I am your host, Connie, and today we have a guest, Myson, who's filling in for the regular co-host, Sahar. He'll be filling in for her for the next couple of episodes. If you've missed anything in our other podcasts, you can find them on the Creative Writing Podcast. .blogspot.com. Again, that's the Creative Writing Podcast. .blogspot.com. And leave feedback on our new feedback line, and that's 206-376-0461. Again, that's 206-376-0461, or contact us directly at MOMB411@comcast.net. Again, that's MOMB411@comcast.net. So, hi, Myson.
Hello, Connie.
It's wonderful to have you filling in for Sahar today. So, can you tell the audience at home a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a writer, gamer, excellent with the ladies. That's about it.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun having you around. Before we continue on, I'd like to say that we here at the Creative Writing Podcast have received a couple of reviews on iTunes. The first review comes to us from @smith7, and he gives us 2 stars. He says, "I appreciate the enthusiasm of the participants, but neither is published, and both seem to lack basic information on writing. I stopped listening once Monique admitted to her cohort that she wasn't familiar with third-person limited point-of-view storytelling. I did appreciate the writing software review." We also have another review, and it comes from Angelic Gamer, and she gives us 5 stars. She says, great show. This is a great podcast. It doesn't matter if someone doesn't know how to do one point of writing. The point is to listen and try to learn something new. Also, considering that the podcast will be featuring independent and unpublished writers, the other commenter needs to learn to listen to what the hosts are saying. First, I'd really like to send out thank yous to both @smith7 and Angelic Gamer for taking time out to write us a review. We do appreciate all reviews, whether they're positive or negative. The only way we're going to know how we're being received is if people take the time out and tell us. And I would like to say that the purpose of this podcast is to shine a light on the unpublished writers. Every once in a while, we will be interviewing published writers, but the mission of this show is to bring unpublished writers to the forefront. We don't claim to know everything about writing, and we tend to think of this show as a journey. The podcast is our way of sharing this journey with you. So again, thank you, @smith7 and Angelic Gamer. If anyone else would like to give us a review, please go to the iTunes and look up the Creative Writing Podcast. Leaving reviews helps us with our placement on the page.
And now that we're done with that, about a week ago, we recorded a forum session with you, Sahar, Diameta Ray, Joseph, and myself, with Fly and Aaron in the chat room, a.k.a. the Cashew Galley. In order to fully understand the Cashew Galley, there will be a link to the chat log in the show notes on our website. Besides just being plain silly, we did actually discuss writing topics such as the use of flashbacks in writing, music listened to while writing, and which was better, the book or the movie, and that was just the tip of the iceberg.
And now we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have our forum. Welcome back, everybody. This is the forum part of the show, and we are back with Sahar.
Hello.
And with our forum guest, Myson.
Hello.
Myson or Myson?
Myson.
Myson. I knew that. I was just checking to see if you did. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm bored. I write and play video games.
All right, what do you write?
Fantasy.
What kind of fantasy? I don't really read or write fantasy, so I don't really know much about
it. Yeah, that's not my
favorite either. Tolkien-esque high fantasy magic explosions.
Oh, explosions are always fun.
Yes, explosions are fun to write.
In the Peanut Gallery, we also have fans and friends of the show, Sly and Aaron. Just wanted to give
sort of having an argument right now.
Are they?
It's actually really amusing to read.
Well, we'll have that up on the show notes. When did you start writing?
I actually just sat down and started declaring myself a writer during Nano last year. Nano 08, really, is when I first actually planning out a day, a chunk of time each day for writing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's actually something that I've discussed with other writers. How long do you write a day?
Hour, maybe two. Just depends on if it's flowing or not.
Do you set out a certain, like, from 2 to 4, or is it just when you've got, is there a specific time that you sit down?
Just sometime during the night when it's dark out, I tend to write better. Just it's quiet around the house, and no one's there to bother me from my work.
We'd like to welcome DJ Fizzle to the room and to the Creative Writing Podcast chat, where we're just kind of getting to know everybody. Since you write fantasy, is there certain authors that you draw inspiration from?
Was it Tolkien? Who's the other guy?
Yeah.
Here's Anthony, that's it.
Who is it?
Here's Anthony.
Okay, and what does he write?
Incarnations of Immortality, and that's the main one. It's modern fantasy, then Tolkien-esque.
Okay, well, before we get into more topics, I'd like to welcome guest two as well.
Mm-hmm. And now Joseph.
Hey, this is Joseph.
Hello, Joseph.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm fine. Good. Thank you.
How
are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm the host of the Creative Writing Podcast. And we were just sitting around. We just started the call. We're talking about writing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Sang. My last name is Lee. And I live here in Maryland. And I'm studying, I'm in college, and I'm on summer vacation and having a good time.
So do you write as well?
I'm learning about writing. So I don't know if I'd call myself a writer, but I'm learning.
We are actually writers. So is there any sort of questions that you would like to know that maybe the three of us could help you out with?
I guess I just, what kind of issues are you discussing about writing?
We haven't gotten too much into it yet. We were just about to get into the usage of flashbacks.
Yeah. And before we start, we have a question from the actual chat room, which actually I was curious about too. But you said you were in college?
I go to Capital College.
Mm-hmm. To study what?
I study religion. It's just general studies of religion. Many different courses.
All right, so you said there was a question from the chat room?
Yeah, that was the question.
Oh, that was the question. Okay, so.
So, basically, one certain thing that a lot of writers put in their stories is flashbacks, which is basically I would think a lot of people know what it is, but for those who don't, it's basically when you have events going on in the present, and you can have one of the characters thinking about events that happened in the past, and basically that is a flashback, is a narration of the events that occurred in the past. And some people think it's good, some people don't, because they think it might actually hinder the story. What do you think about it?
But I like the use of flashbacks. I use a flashback to actually start off my story, to let... I start off my characters in a dark room alone, very cliche. So, and I use a flashback just to give the moments before he was in the room. You know, the reason why I like it, just do it. It's a handy way to let readers know something that may or may not have been stated before in the story. Just gives you a little bit better detail about the character if used properly. Because, I mean, I think everyone has, you know, everyone thinks to the past, so why shouldn't your characters? It makes them that much more real, too.
That's an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It makes them, gives them more of a 3D look to them.
Yeah, it kind of makes, I would think it makes them more solid.
Yeah, it lets you know about a personality trait or a reason why they may do something that's not stated, that has no other way to be stated in your story.
You're doing certain perspectives, like third person limited or first person, and then you can actually have the character explain why they do what they do. But I think most of the time a flashback might help that out. If you can put it in the right way. Like, I mean, if you can put it in without it standing out too much.
Right. Well, yeah, because if you use them too much, then it's not even too much, but if you use them wrong...
it just starts to get kind of weird.
Yeah, well, because it can choose, but... Because if you, shows like Lost and Prison Break, they tend to... they use those a lot, and I think they do a really good job. And I think Lost came out first, and I think Lost did a really good job of kind of breaking. I don't know if I want to use stereotype, but I'll go ahead and use stereotype since I can't think of a better word. For lack of a better word, the stereotype of flashbacks, because flashbacks tended to be a little taboo, if you will, and a lot of advanced writers tended to warn against them. But I think Lost did such a good job with them.
Yeah.
They showed that they can be done correctly.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a lot of TV shows that actually have flashbacks. I think with TV shows it might be a little bit different. But we have another comment from the chat that says, this is from Sly, by the way. Says, I think that in writing, it's sometimes as if they can't think of another way to show what has happened. And if there are a lot of flashbacks, it's usually an indication that you need to start your novel elsewhere. So, I think Sly does have a point there.
Yes.
That you might want to start a little bit further back if you're already having flashbacks. But maybe if you're thinking of doing a flashback, say your character is an adult, and you want to do a flashback from when they're a child, then I think that might be something necessary. Like if you actually have to do the flashback, then I would think by all means go ahead.
Yeah, I think that she does have a point with if you need that many flashbacks to show a point, then to show like what's going on, then. Maybe you should back it up a little bit.
Yeah, you should back up. Maybe start a little bit earlier.
Because with I know with Lost they do it mostly because there's so many characters they do it with Lost to show character development like and how they got to where they're at.
Yeah.
Joseph, do you have anything to add about our conversation? Hello?
Sometimes you want to in a story you might want to escape. And I think about when I was a kid, and, you know, when I would get in a dark room or something and be scared, you kind of want to escape. And I think that a flashback can be useful in situations like that. Or maybe you could use it to emphasize why someone's scared of something.
Yeah, that is a very good point. We have another caller, Anne.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Fiametta Ray. I am with you yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, hi, welcome to the Creative Writing Podcast. We were just discussing the usage of flashbacks in stories.
Oh, okay.
And we were just kind of discussing what, if we used them or not. And I don't tend to, but then again, I don't really use, or what I write, I don't really need them. So do you use flashbacks?
Well, I have a spot later on in my comic. Like, I have two stories. One's a novel and one's a long comic that I wrote the first 100 pages of for Script Frenzy. And later on in the comic, I have like kind of like a part of a character's past gets revealed, and I might like show like how it relates to how like this thing that nobody knew related to this character relates to this character through a flashback, and then go back to the present where the characters are finding this out, or I might not. It's just like one of the many ways I thought I might deal with this when I get to that part, but I haven't gotten to that part yet. It's just like in the planning stages now, so I'm not sure. I haven't used them in my novel, though.
Oh.
All right, and so now that we have a lot more people on the show, I'm going to go ahead and reintroduce everybody for our listeners. I'm Connie, the host, and so if we could just kind of go around the room, I guess.
Yeah. I'm Sahara, the co-host with the frog in her throat.
With the frog in her throat? That's nice.
Sorry.
Joseph, if you could please introduce yourself and say hi. We have Joseph, Mikan.
Hi, my name's Joseph Sung Lee, and I live here in Maryland, and I go to Capital College. I'm a student here. So it's my summer vacation, and it's a good time for me to chat with you guys and learn about writing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see who else we've got here.
And Myson, I will get it right, I promise.
No, you won't.
You're right.
You won't.
You're right.
I have this problem on World of Warcraft. I'm used to it.
And the new caller, could you please say your name for us again?
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, Fiametta Ray.
Fiametta Ray. Okay, I wanted to make sure that I
got someone's name right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll get the hard name right since I can't get the easy name right. And we also have Sly and Aaron.
The Cashew Gallery.
Yes. And in the Peanut Gallery, we have Sly and Aaron.
No, the Cashew Gallery.
Is it the Cashew
Gallery? It's the Cashew Gallery,
It's the Cashew Gallery. Okay, well, I'm sorry. the next topic that we'd like to discuss is music, as far as, like, what kind of music you like to listen to while you write.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
With me, it doesn't really matter, because most of the time, since I like to write at night, I'm usually in my room, and the only sound there is the air filter I have. So it's kind of like just a whooshing sound that I have in the background. But sometimes on my computer, it doesn't really matter to me, because honestly, if I put stuff on shuffle, then I'll just be distracted, and I won't be able to write, because I'll be like, ooh, what's coming up next? So usually I'll just, like, turn something on and keep it on repeat so that I just eventually start to tune it out and it's kind of just there, but I'm not actually listening because I'm too busy writing. So that's how it works for me.
Fiametta, what about you? What do you like to listen to when you're writing?
I try to make like certain playlists for each project, like mostly consisting of like movie scores, because those are like instrumental. Those are like most of my own instrumental music that I have is movie scores. So I try to make playlists of instrumental stuff and foreign language stuff that sounds cool. But usually I just end up like, I don't really like think, okay, now I'm going to start writing. I just start writing because I'd jump around a lot between different things. So usually I don't think I'm going to start writing now. Let me put on my writing playlist. I just keep listening to whatever's playing, which is usually a random playlist mostly consisting of anime music. So
Could you explain like what anime music is for people like, oh, I don't know, me, who doesn't know what that is?
Like mostly in Japanese from like anime shows, Japanese animation. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like there is so like theme shows. Theme songs, theme something.
Kind of like Japanese pop songs that are used in theme songs, but they don't like say the show's name in most of them. Or anything.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but I know exactly what she's talking about because I used to listen to it too. It's basically there's Japanese animation, which is called anime, and they have these soundtracks, and usually the anime songs are on those soundtracks. There's that, and sometimes they also do like songs
character
where character songs. Which is basically.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Basically, those are songs that the characters from the actual anime do sing. It's actually really entertaining.
So what? What anime does everybody like?
I'm currently kind of obsessed with this one called Code Geass.
I'm sorry. Can you say it one more time? I didn't quite hear that.
It's called Code Geass.
Okay.
It's about this guy, and he gets this magic power, and he goes and, like, does crazy stuff. And it's awesome. And it's available legally on Crunchyroll.com. That's legal, by the way. It used to not be legal, but now it's legal, so.
Okay, well, go ahead and put I'll get that link for that link from you after the show, and we'll make sure that we put that up on our site. So people can see it, because I'm sure that there's other anime fans out there.
Like me?
Yes, like you.
Hey, what do you like?
Myson, do you like anime?
Yes, I'm a geek by definition.
Yay, geek.
You're cool.
By definition, have to like anime.
So, what kind of anime do you like?
I like really out there stuff. Just Trigun. If I had to pick one, it would be Trigun. It is utter ridiculousness.
It's so ridiculous.
Especially just how it goes from being a really weird comedy to something that's actually serious in the later on episodes. It's so short. Way too short.
So,
I heard they're making a new movie of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I heard they were making a new movie of that, but I'm not sure. I don't really follow that series, so. Good show on Anime News Network.
What? I'm going to have to look this up while I'm on the phone with you people.
So, Myson, what's your World of Warcraft character?
Undead Mage.
And I'd like to point out that I've said your name like twice in a row and said it right.
Really?
Yes. I just like to point this out. I'm like keeping a tab. So, what can your character do?
Mage-like things? I'm a vending machine. I make bread and water for everyone.
So they can eat. That's very nice of you. So, Joseph, do you watch anime?
Yes, I watch a few different episodes. I read the comics, and you know I read some old ones, but yeah, a lot of different kinds. I like it a lot, but mostly I read more than watch. But I really like those stories. I've been reading them since I was a kid. I like all the characters, the backgrounds. You know, I like the struggles that go on between good and evil, and just really great stories. I really enjoy reading them. Sometimes, you know, if I'm bored, I'll reread them.
What are some of your favorites?
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's about a soldier, and he's on a peninsula.
Okay.
And there's a big war for control. It takes place 500 years ago, and there's this really big story with it. I can't remember the title, but I really like it. It's very interesting.
Hey, so for those of you who do the anime, your writing style, does it borrow from a little bit from the comics?
I know the comic that I'm working on is kind of a, I think it can be described as kind of like one of those long shonen type things. I don't know any of those, but yeah, the long running things like Naruto and Dragon Ball, those are like the genre is called shonen, and some of them run for a really long time. And my comic
they're basically go ahead.
No, you can say what you want to say.
Well, I was just going to explain the term shonen. It's basically...
Okay, it's manga for boys and shoujo for girls. But, like, this is kind of, like, getting to be long like Naruto and kind of in the same vein as Naruto, so it's not that crazy, hopefully. Naruto's a ninja that wears orange. I don't get that.
Well, I wouldn't say that my writing kind of takes away from it. It could, because I was reading this book when I was at Borders one time, and they talked about how writers always base their stories and their characters on something, and if they say they're not, then they're lying. So it's kind of like you base your stories on something. Sometimes you do it on purpose, sometimes it just might be subconscious. So I don't know that I actually do that, but maybe I do, and I just slips my mind.
Maybe it's like a subconscious type thing?
Yeah. It's like, then I'll go and I'll read a story. It's like, hey, that's like mine.
That happens to me a lot. I'm sorry.
That's right. So, Meisen, what about you?
What was the question? I had to go grab a drink real quick.
Okay, the question was, does your writing style borrow from the comics a little bit?
Little bit, not much. I tend to base mine more on real life or other books I've read, not as much from comics. But there's definitely something there that it's being borrowed from. It's not, writing doesn't come out of thin air. It's all association.
Oh.
And Joseph, I know that you said that you're kind of a beginning. Oh, okay. Joseph is gone. All right. Well, Sly has a question. From the peanut. I'm sorry.
Cashew
I caught
gallery.
Myself. I caught it. Cashew gallery. I'm sorry. what is the biggest cliche you've seen in writing?
Well, they've mostly been discussing the whole happily ever after thing. I would say that's mostly I see that in fairy tales, honestly. And it kind of annoys me when I see happily ever after and it's not a fairy tale. So I think I would have to agree with them in saying that happily ever after is just, I don't think it belongs. If the story deserves a good ending, then by all means it can have a good ending. But if
you mean
it
like
deserves
the
word? Not ending.
You mean they actually say, like, the words happily ever after?
No. I mean, like, I would say it's an ending that's almost too happy. And it's happy to the point that it's not really believable. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with that. I also agree with that.
And your reasoning would be?
Just the same reason, Matt. If there's a point where it can be a good ending, a good ending for the characters, but sometimes there's just something that the writer does where they make it too happy, too perfect for the characters. There's a balance you have to have there to, because I tend to like more realistic style writing, and life isn't perfect at all.
Okay, so this is where I'm gonna have to tend to disagree and probably get jumped on by the entire world. So this should be fun. But let's keep in mind here that I'm probably the only romance writer in the whole group.
No, Aaron is too.
Okay. But
She actually said, but that's what all romance is based on.
Right. I mean, that's what, when you pick up a romance novel, you know at the end that it's going to be that happily ever after. That's what you're picking it up for. You're just... You're opening it up to see the ride.
Yeah. I think some stories are just kind of like that, where you know what's going to happen in the end, but you read it through just because you want to see how it happens. We actually talked about that in my English class last year. We were talking about the movie Titanic, and our teacher talked about, you know that the ship is going to sink, but you watch the movie just because you want to see it all happen. I think it might be okay if some stories are like that.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I do like stories with really weird twists.
So you're a fan of M. Night, whatever his last name is.
Shyamalan. Is that who you're talking about? M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, him. The guy who made The Happening and Sixth Sense.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
The guy who's doing the Avatar movie.